The Medicare bill on its way to President Bush is best known for its new outpatient drug benefit and for reforms intended to shore up Medicare's finances. But the $400 billion measure also includes an array of items unrelated to either drugs or reforming the program. NPR's Julie Rovner reports that some of those items were critical to getting the bill passed.
In his last speech before the Senate voted to approve the Medicare bill, Majority Leader Bill Frist read a long list of medical organizations supporting the measure.
The American Medical Association, the American Hospital Association, the Family Physicians, the American College of Cardiology.
But many of those groups supported the bill for more than just the new drug benefit or reforms to Medicare's structure. For example, until this week, the nation's doctors had a Medicare problem. They were facing a 4.4% cut in payments starting in January, just 2 years after absorbing a 5.4% cut. American Medical Association President Donald Palmisano said the latest cut threatened care for Medicare patients.
What would have happened is that there would have been an access to care problem.
In other words, more doctors might have had to stop taking new Medicare patients, or worse, drop existing ones. But the new Medicare bill will change that. It translates next year's cut into a 1.5% increase. Palmisano says that change is even more important than the new drug coverage.
Physicians and other health professionals are the foundation of Medicare. If you don't have a physician to start the treatment, it doesn't matter if you have a prescription drug benefit or everyone has health insurance.
The nation's hospitals also had a Medicare issue this year. They wanted to protect their annual inflation increases. A government advisory panel earlier this year recommended a small cut. It said hospitals were doing pretty well financially. In the end, hospitals got their full inflation increases, but only if they agreed to participate in a new Medicare quality program. Medicare officials want hospitals to report how well they treat patients with heart attacks, heart failure, and pneumonia. Eventually, the goal is to post that information on Medicare's website to let the public compare hospital performance. Chip Kahn of the Federation of American Hospitals says it was a good trade-off. And he adds, it was natural for provider groups to target the prescription drug measure as a place to settle the issue.
This was a legislative vehicle that was available for other kinds of action, as well as its main parts, which was drugs for seniors and reform.
But putting the hospital and physician payment changes in the Medicare bill was no accident. Lobbyist and Republican strategist Mark Isakowitz says House and Senate GOP leaders made a decision earlier in the year that they would need health provider support to pass what promised to be a contentious bill.
The single highest priority was the drug benefit itself, but also as additional gasoline for the engine, they wanted to have the providers on board, and I think it paid off. I think to the extent that the bill was bipartisan, I think having the providers on board was also very helpful.
Isakowitz says that aside from the endorsement of the AARP for the bill, having doctor and hospital groups back the measure was the best way to make the Medicare bill a, quote, back-home issue for lawmakers.
In most places of the country, the local doc is a respected person, and the local hospital is a respected institution, and so getting those people mobilized as they were and writing and calling made a big difference. And it wasn't just a quantity of people lobbying for the bill, but it was the quality. It was respected members of your community saying, I need this for my future health of my institution or my doctor's office.
Interestingly, the provider group with the biggest stake in the bill, the prescription drug industry, did the least public lobbying. And while the industry is by most accounts the biggest winner, gaining a vast new market with little threat of price controls, its trade group is still declining interviews and issued only a brief statement praising the bill. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.